Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on the promises of God concerning Israel, we were talking about the fact that you can try to run from God, you can try to ignore God, but you cannot hide from God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Matthew 25, verses 43 through 45, there were those that refused to do things for Israel. I was a stranger, and you took me not in, naked, and you clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch you did it not unto one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. Now, again, Matthew 25 is talking about the judgment of nations at the end of the tribulation period. And God says to some on one side, hey, you took us in, you protected us, you took care of me, you did this for me, you did that. And they're going to say, when, God, wouldn't we do that for you? Lord Jesus, we don't remember doing that for you. He says, well, in that you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to my people, Israel, you've done it unto me. And then he'll say to those on the other side that wouldn't let them in, wouldn't do anything, these that dwell carelessly in the aisles and won't do anything, that have the attitude of, hey, that's not my problem. He says, in that you didn't do it for them, then you didn't do it for me. Now, I want you to understand, God not only gave to the nation Israel the oracles of God, they were the ones who communicated the Word of God. But in the Word of God was something special for them. God is not through with the nation of Israel. If God doesn't have a future for Israel, my friend, I don't think he has a future for you either, or for that theological professor that says God's done with Israel. Because all God's promises are in the same Word of God. God is going to make good on John 3:16, and God is going to make good his covenant with Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. And my friend, you can count on that. God is going to do it. Now, for years, people have run from God, but they cannot hide from God. You can ignore him, you can ignore his salvation, but you cannot hide from God. One day, my friend, you're going to stand before the judge of the universe. Now, it's going to be a different time for saved people than for unsaved people, that they stand before God. But all of us will appear before him. So as we've looked here at our text, we've seen the battlefield results and the broken homelands. But next, see both the burial and the blessing. Now again, I go back to verses 7 and 8. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name any more. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken. And then you go over to verses 21 and 22 of this 39th chapter of Ezekiel. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed, and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. Now, there are a large percentage of Jews, both in the state of Israel and in the diaspora today, that we call secular Jews. They are mainly non-observant. They loosely follow ethnic traditions, But they really have little regard for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's much like Christians who live worldly lives, who only have the name Christian, who profess but don't possess. Today we hear the word Zionism so often. Well, Zionism is not talking about a religion. It's talking about that which is political, political Zionism. It wanted a homeland for itself. And they got it, just like in Ezekiel chapter 37, where you see the valley, and it's filled with bones, and all these bones come together, and the flesh comes upon it, but there is no breath in them. And what a picture that is of Israel regathered in unbelief. It is gathered in unbelief of the real Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this clear intervention by God in this great crisis will magnify His holy name among the great part of the Jewish population in Israel. Now, with the two witnesses in Revelation 11, and the great victory of God in such an undeniable fashion, and seeing this very prophecy which you and I have read here in chapters 38 and 39, well, it will just turn many in Israel back to their God. And it will show many Gentiles who turn to God at this time the glory and testimony of God. Now, let me interject something here. Those people that hear the plan of salvation, they hear the way of salvation through Christ in this lifetime before the rapture. And the Holy Spirit convicts them and shows them they're not saved and shows them they're headed to hell. But they don't get saved. They just reject it, or they decide not now or whatever. But they had rejected it because they said not now. Putting it off is a rejection, by the way. But those people that learned the way of salvation in the day before the rapture but rejected it will not be able to be saved in the tribulation. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because, now listen to this, they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The Bible says in John 14:6 of Jesus that He is the way and the truth and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by Him. Well, they wouldn't receive His love. He so loved them that He died for them, but they just wouldn't receive Him. And it says in verse 11 of 2 Thessalonians 2, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Well, today we see it before our eyes with contemporary religion that shuns doctrine and repentance, and many have believed that delusion. Well, in that day, there are going to be many that are going to believe that the Antichrist is the one that pulled off this victory instead of God. They'll be deluded because they rejected the Savior when they had an opportunity and they were under His convicting power. And so He says, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. By the way, there are some people that don't believe that you repent today. They say, oh, that's Old Testament. That's a work. But notice, He just said they believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Doesn't that tell you that you turn from unrighteousness when you get saved? Now, I understand. There are some people that are drug addicts. There are some people that are nymphomaniacs. And there are other sins that have a hold of people. And they can't drop it. They've tried and they can't get rid of it. Well, when they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in turning from their sin and realize they can't get from their sin, they're turning to Christ with the understanding and the desire. They want Him to take their sin from them and separate it from them as far as the east is from the west, remembering it no more, burying it in the depths of the sea. Now, if you come to Jesus Christ, you say, oh, I want eternal salvation, but you know, I enjoy my sin too, and I'm going to be conservative with my sin. I'm not going to do it like I used to, but I'm just going to stay in it a little bit, but I'm going to be saved too. My friend, you choose this day whom you're going to serve. And it's either the pleasures of sin for a season, or it's the Lord God. And so they're those that are going to be damned because they would not believe the truth. They wouldn't receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. But they had pleasure in unrighteousness. You see, they're the group that's not like it is in Titus 2, 11 and 12, where we're told that the grace of God that brings salvation teaches us that we deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Well, you got a religion today. You got many of our churches today teaching, let's have a poker game. Let's have dance. Let's have rock music. Let's have a redneck country, some kind of a thing going on here. Well, what has happened? They've forgotten that we no longer have worldly lust and that we deny ungodliness, but rather the salvation that we get teaches us to live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. And righteously is in obedience to the Lord. Soberly is not living according to the pleasures of this world, but living according to the seriousness of God's Word and its commands. And so people that are going on in that today aren't truly saved, believing in a religion instead of trusting their life totally to Christ in repentance and faith, they're going to go to hell. My friend, Acts 20 and 21 is clear. Paul went everywhere preaching repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 17:30 is also clear that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world. Jesus was very clear in his day when he said, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish, in Luke 13:3 and verse 5. And then again in Luke 24 and verses 46 and 47, Jesus said, after his resurrection, in giving the Great Commission, he expanded on the first part of that commission and said that repentance and remission or forgiveness of sin should be preached in his name. Now, if Jesus preached it, which he did, and he said, except you repent, you'll go to hell, and he commanded his apostles to preach, repent, and believe the gospel, who are these people today to tell you repentance is not necessary in coming to Christ? Just go on like you are. My friend, those are people that are going to believe the strong delusion. Those are people that are going to believe the lie. Those are people who are going to go to hell wide open. Now, going back to our text, we see for the enemies, there is burial. And they will be able to take the wood of the weapons and burn them for 7 years, we're told in verses 9 and 10. Listen to it. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows and the hand staves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire. And they shall spoil those that spoiled them, and rob those that robbed them, saith the Lord God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.